So not long to go now, just one day before the eventing starts here at the Alltech World Equestrian Games. Preparations in the US team slightly marred, haven't they? What's happened with one of your members?
Kim Severson's horse, Tipperary Laden, had an infection in a front leg. And it's been getting better and better. And then suddenly yesterday, I don't know, the antibiotics stopped working, but anyway, it didn't. It blew up again yesterday, really unexpected. So, in the best interest of the horse, we've withdrawn it. And so Karen O'Connor comes into our team, and which still gives us a very good, very strong team, a very experienced team, and so we're in there fighting.
And you've had a chance to look at the course. What do you make of it?
It's big. It's sort of typical Mike Etherington Smith. Got to concentrate all the way to the end and jump all the fences. But there's nothing out there that we haven't really seen before. So, there's no sort of, I don't think, bogey fences. The head of the lake, there's a lot of fences there very quickly. That's going to slow us up a little bit. But there's plenty of places to gallop as well. So I don't know how tight it's been measured. I've still got to do that. But I think it's big and it's fair. And we just got to go out there and do a good job.
And almost pressure on the US team being here on home turf to deliver. Have you set yourselves any targets?
If we didn't think we had a chance of a medal, we wouldn't be here. the secret in any championship is to go out there, do your best, and you can't do more than that. And if you get beaten, then you got beaten by a better team on the day. And we're just here to go out there and do our best.
And you've been a chef to keep for the US team for a number of years now. It's a job, obviously, you really enjoy and want to continue?
Yeah, I mean, I'm decided some time ago now, and it was sort of made public earlier this year, that I'm going to do this job through the London Games, at which stage I'll be 64, and I think it's probably then time for somebody else to give the team a new dynamic, and I'll have done it for 20 years, and that process of finding my replacement is actually going on at the moment, and I'm going to look forward to having that person on board next year, and obviously through the London Games.
And Zara not being here, but how hard is it to put your US hat on and separate it from the sort of the British team and being very separate from them?
No, I mean, like I said, I've done this job for a long time, and I'm here absolutely to help the Americans all put in personal best performances. That's our goal, and while I'm here focusing on that, to be honest, I don't really think about anything else. Having said that, Zara's had a few lean years, but she's got some very good horses coming up at the moment, and she started winning again this autumn, and I think you're going to hear a lot more of Zara Phillips over the next 18 months.
Great. And just finally, what do you make of the whole Alltech World Equestrian Games here? Kentucky are doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been some issues with the organisation, and but we're working through it, and like I say, we need to do the things and that we can make a difference at, and concentrate on that, and not worry about some of the other stuff.